No.
Okay. What do you call a place where dead people are prepared for burial?
Undertaker.
Okay. We'll get off this subject in a minute. I've got two more items like that. A box or a case in which a corpse is buried. You might say they got a mighty pretty what?
Casket.
Okay. A place where the dead are buried.
Cemetery.
Any other word for that?
A graveyard.
Anything else?
No, not as I know of.
Okay. A small freshwater stream. What about that, Mr. A small freshwater stream. You've got a lot of freshwater streams up here in the mountains, you know.
I don't know what you call them, but...
Oh, you must have a word. Well, of course, you could say a little stream, couldn't you? Mm-hmm. What about branch?
Yeah.
Or brook? Or creek? Or run? Mm-hmm. Which ones of those would you use?
Oh, I'd say a creek. A branch, either one.
Is there any difference between a branch and a creek?
Yes, I think there is a difference. A branch is just a small stream, and a creek is larger.
I see, okay. Good, that's the kind of distinction I want. What do you call flat, grassy country? Maybe out west. You know, where you can just see for miles and miles.
I wouldn't know.
Flat and grassy. A pair of straps worn over the shoulders to hold up the trousers.
Suspenders.
Okay. Unthickened gravy made by adding water to the grease of fried lean meat, especially ham. When you fry a piece of ham and then you put water in to make gravy, what do you call that?
Raised gravy.
Say that again for me?
Raised gravy.
How would you spell that? Would you know?
I wouldn't know.
Say it for me one more time.
Raised gravy.
Raised. Mm-hmm. Raised gravy. Okay. Have you ever called it red eye gravy?
No, I haven't.
Or hog eye gravy, or red gravy, or red ham gravy, or just ham gravy? You'd call it raised gravy, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry. Liquid burned in lamps.
Lamp oil.
Okay. Anything else to call it? Alright. A long-legged hog with a thin body and a long snout. A hog that has a thin body and a long snout and long legs. Mm-hmm. Do you have a name for that, Mr. Boyd? Oh,
pine rooter.
Pine rooter. Okay. Would you ever call it a razorback?
Yeah, they call it that too.
Or a long rooter? Or just a rooter? Well, you called it a pine rooter, didn't mm-hmm. you? Alright. Itching soreness between the toes.
Mm.